heading to Austin, Texas, catching up with Jackson Michael. And he has put together a wonderful book, The Game Before the Money, Voices of the Men Who Built the NFL. University of Nebraska put the book out. Jackson, nice of you to join me and look forward to our visit.
Thanks for having me, Pat. Glad to be on the show.
What prompted you to track down all of these old-timers? Quite an effort, huh?
Well, yeah, it took about 2 to 3 years to complete, and I was inspired by a book called The Glory of Their Time, an oral history of baseball players from the turn of the century to the 20s. And I just thought nobody had done that for football. And I really wondered why. I thought there was a need for it to document these guys who helped build what we watch on Sunday.
So what did you do? Did you track them down all personally, or did you do it by phone? How did you find them all? How did you go about it?
Well, I had great help at first with by Robert Hurst. He's a sports artist in Texas. And we were at a party, and I just kind of offhandedly mentioned it to him. And he invited me to Bob Lilly's golf tournament at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame that they have every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I met a couple of guys that way through him. Sometimes the guys would introduce me to other players like Walt Garrison, got me in touch with Dan Reeves. And some of it was just, you know, getting on the internet and trying to find the guys, you know, in the white pages because, you know, some of these guys still have landlines, thankfully.
And you break the book into four quarters. First quarter, players whose careers began before 1950. Tell me about Al Wistert.
Al Wistert. He is one of the Wistert brothers that the University of Michigan retired their number together, number 11. And he not only excelled in college football, he excelled in the late 40s with the Philadelphia Eagles, who went to 3 straight NFL championship games. And won 2 of them back-to-back by shutouts. They're the only team in history to win back-to-back championship games by shutouts.
Mm-hmm.
And he played both offensive and defensive line and was all-pro on both sides of the ball for several seasons. And his number is also retired by the Eagles. And, you know, you just don't hear much about guys like that. And that's part of the reason why I did this book was to learn about these guys.
Johnny Lujack.
Johnny Lujack. He is the oldest living Heisman Trophy winner. Played at Notre Dame and played 4 years with the Chicago Bears. He's an interesting case about just how different the mindset is between guys from that era and today's era. Lujack retired after his 4-year contract ended to help his college coach, Frank Leahy, coach at Notre Dame. He felt that was a good way to thank Coach Leahy for the scholarship that he gave Johnny and the opportunity that Leahy gave him to play football.
Part 2, second quarter, players whose careers began in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Frank Gifford.
Frank Gifford. Well, everybody knows about Frank Gifford. Either through Monday Night Football or if you're old enough watching him play. But what people don't know about him is he pretty much resigned himself to working in the oil fields like the rest of his family members. And he had a high school guidance counselor kind of turn his life around. He was failing classes, and the guidance counselor prompted him to play football. And that's when Frank got on the road that we all know.
Bart Starr.
Bart Starr, he has an amazing story in that, you know, he didn't really even play his last 2 years of Alabama. He was injured 1 year, and the coach, new coach, didn't play very many seniors his senior year. So Bart wasn't really on too many people's radar, and it was the Alabama basketball coach who knew somebody on the Packers and told the Packers that Bart was worth taking a chance on, and he sure was, with 5 NFL championships later.
Sonny Jurgensen.
Sonny Jurgensen. He's he's a great storyteller, and really had a pleasure chatting with him. And he told a great story about how one of his tackles couldn't block Andy Robustelli, the Giants' great, and Andy hit him 7 plays in a row. And it got to the point where Andy, instead of line-signing Sonny, he would call out, "Look out, Sonny!" So Sonny would turn around and see him coming before he got hit.
My guest is Jackson Michael. His book, The Game Before the Money, Voices of the Men Who Built the NFL, it's a marvelous read, and kind of the football version of the glory of their times that Lawrence Ritter put out years ago. We've got another segment with Jackson Michael. We've got more to talk about. This is Inside the Game with Pat Williams. It's AM 660 The Answer in Orlando. Stay with us.